And he's, till now, he's explained the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus as being one, and that's always something toiv. The Dalad Malchis are the Hepuch of Echot, each one goes out a different direction. That's the Shoyosh of Ra, and that's the Shoyosh of Dalad Malchis. Now he's going to explain the Maral, the Nekuda of possible Tikkun of Dalad Malchis, as how does Dalad Malchis become one and so on. Ba'oideish Choladas, he says. Ki Bebriyas Hashem Yisbarach Esoy Lomoy, Rosh Yu Nirmoza Malchis. He has another teretz why you need these Dalad Malchis for the beginning of the Bria. And this teretz is going one step deeper than before. Before he explained that these Dalad Malchis are the Chesroines that are in the Bria. And we explained that by telling you the Chesroines, we're contrasting the Toiv with it. What the Bria is contrasted with what is not there. Now he's going to explain that there's a Mahalach of Tikkun for the Dalad Malchis that expresses itself as well. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world using the Shem Ka, like it says in the Pasuk, Ki B'Ko Hashem Tzur Olamim, the Gemara says. Hey, because the Ois Klila, and so on. Hey is the letter which is the Klal of this world. V'zeh, Ki Shem Ka Baruch Hu Hayud Min Shem Ka Moira. The letter Yud is, there are two letters that usually stand for the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One letter is Aleph, which is, you know, one, Gematria one, and it's the first letter. So whenever we're looking to express one, Aleph is a letter. The Shem of Adnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with an Aleph. The Luchos start with an Aleph, Anoichi. The letter Aleph is always one, simply because the first letter and so on. The letter Yud, mitzad, the physical properties of the letter, is considered the letter that is one. In other words, the letter Yud has no characteristics except that it's a dot. It doesn't have really dinim of hemshich and so on. It doesn't have any size. Any dot really is a Yud. So the Yud min Hashem k'kom moir shuizbach echad ve'michilu klal. Being that Yud is such a small letter, there's no such thing as having too small a Yud. A Yud is a dot, and that's what it is. So Yud is Moira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, because it is the tiniest Nikuda and so on. There are other places where the Maral speaks about the Yud, the Gematria of Yud, the Gematria Yud of 10, which is also a 1. 10 is the 1 of 10s. So Lemaisa, both the Yud and the Aleph are the same thing. And in the name Kibbukah Hashem Tzolam, it's the Yud that it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Achtus HaShlema. V'ha-Hei Moira, what's the letter Hei? Ki Al Toime Ki Hu Yisbarach Echad V'Ein Koich Yisbarach Alakoyl V'Kumoy Shar Dover Shu Echad V'Ein Koich Alakoyl. So now the Maral adds, the letter Hei has in itself a Chshivas over the Yud. Meaning the following. A person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oneness, perfection, all-inclusiveness, oneness, unity, fine. Everything else is chisaron. So lemaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias is only where there's perfection and not where there's chisaron. Just like the Oivdei Avodazara, there was one cut that held that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only be where there's good. And when there's bad, there's no good. One of the inyanim in Christianity, which sort of has in itself an odor of shniyos, besides the etzem emuna, is the idea of forces of good and forces of evil. There's a constant mahalach of ki'ilu, there's the devil and his minions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists only in toiv. So that sort of seems to frame HaKadosh Baruch Hu as only being shayach to the malchus of toiv. Like the Zoroastrians that they worship, they believe in two beings, there was light and darkness, good and evil. Those are ki'ilu, a kfira, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't exist where there is bad in the world. The hay is coming to be memayit from it. The hay is, v'hei moira k'al toim ha'kizbarach echad v'en k'al kizbarach ala koil, v'kwe shardav v'shu echad v'en k'al koil, just like other things that you can have things that are unique, but they don't reach out into other areas that are the hefek of it. So one could say that about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Hay tells me not like that. V'zeh meire ha-hei mishmoya gadol ki ha-hei yesh bei ha-dalet v'yesh bei nekudat ha dalet. Hey is a dalet with a dot in the dalet. The dalet is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the hispashus in dalet studim. And when you put a dot into the dalet, you get a hey. Dalet is meire hispashus on dalet studim in two ways. First of all, we said before that there are four ways to go out. And also the Maral says in Derech Chaim, he says that it's cross, it's vertical and horizontal. In other words, both axes. The Dalet consists of two lines, one a vertical line, one horizontal line, so you covered all the axes, both axes, in both directions. So physically, the Dalet is the Yetzias from Hashem Yisbach. When you put the Dat in, then the Dalet becomes a Hay. The Tikkun of the Dalet makes it into a Hay. The Mashal of a Dat inside is like we said last time, like we said the Mashal of Yaakov and his children around him. When there's an Akuda of Echor in the middle, then you have all the Tzadim being is pashas of the same thing. The Rambam says that in Pirush HaMishnayos, we've spoken about a few times, the Shmoneh Prakim, when he speaks about what he feels is the most profound idea of I don't know, in Yiddishkeit, in Yadus, he says, the B'chol Drachecha De'eyu, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything you do. He says it's from the Maim B'chol Masech Yul Hashem Shemayim, that if a person's all activities, let's put this, a person's tafkid is one tafkid, but a person's activities are many. Everybody has a lot of things that he does. That's what a person is. So the tachlis of all tachlesin is v'chol ma'aseh l'shem shemayim. And the Rambam says a pyramid. He says you do mitzvahs in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whatever. You take objects in order to do mitzvahs. You have sheep in order to have wool, in order to have a bag of tzitzis, and so on. You get money in order to buy sheep, or in order to buy klaf. You learn a trade in order to do it. As long as the person is doing it for that matara, then everything becomes for that purpose. So the dalet, which is the ribui of things a person does, mitzad atzmai, is hefech. Just like we said, a person who has a lot of different tchunas hanefesh. He wants physical pleasures, and he wants ambitions, and he wants greed, and he wants atzlus, he wants this, he wants that. All of these things, the fact that the person does not have a consistent mahalach is kilo astir at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person puts in the point of focus for everything, then all the nekudas fall in, and fakert, the person has the achdus inside the ribu. That's the letter hey. That's the nekuda in the dalet. Kahei yesh ba dalet, v'yesh ba nekuda tach dalet. And has nekuda inside. V'kvar amarnu, ki ha dalet moer al hispashas shel dal sod. We said before that the dalet is hispashas. V'zeh moer ki im shu yisbarach echot, yesh b'koyach ha-koil. That despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, he has everything with him. And this is like we explained yesterday, that's the soid of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Poid Machusoy. Shema Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdusoy, and there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And Baruch Shem is where that Achdus is metakin the world around him, where all the ribuyin of the world become part of it. This is also the reason why always we say it B'lechisha, and Yom Kippur we say it be koil, because normally it's not true. Normally, a person, the ribui dvarim in the world are astira. When a person is not perfect, when a person is doing averis and so on, or not even averis, but he's just being misaneg from this world for stam tainug, that everything the person does takes on its own meaning. So normally, Baruch Shem Kod Mechusa is not of equal stature to Shema Yisrael. On Yom Kippur, when we are tohar, when all our ma'isim are mitukin, the Baruch Shem Kod Mechusa is as loud as the Shema Yisrael. Ki lekach ma'ashay oimim shi efshe shu yisbaruch echot b'ilomoy, ki im kein lohe nivir men rak echot, ki tomid mischaye v'nivir apoyel dovar shu misyachas al apoyel. Here he's speaking, the Maral mentions over here a toos that was prevalent amongst the Umas HaOlam, It speaks about it in a few places. It speaks about it in Kedusha Agadus, it speaks about it in Gvuras Hashem. The following question was raised. And it's interesting because the question is asked in different ways. I'll tell it to you the way the Maral quotes it. From something that is perfectly one, how can you have many? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oneness itself, how can things come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are many things? It doesn't make any sense. Just like from something that's sweet, no matter how you cut it, it's hard to understand how you can get something sour out of it. Everything that comes from something has to be like the thing where it came from. So where is there room for ribuy if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is achdus? It's the question is asked also, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spiritual, how do you get a material world out of it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, how do you get ra? The question is asked in a lot of different ways, how to understand the roots of a world that seems to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral brings this question in terms of achdus and ribuy. And he says, how is it possible that from a God that's one, there should be a ribuy? So he says, Kitomin mischaim nina poel dovashu mischaim sal poel. Everything that comes out of something has to be like its root. Since fire is hot, so anything that fire touches gets some heat. And if ice touches something, it tends to get cool. Anything that is the result of some interaction, it is similar to the thing that acted upon it. So if something in motion touches something else, it spins it in motion. As long as it's very heavy, like an anchor, which is stationary, is attached to something, it tends to impart, is stationary to it. It tends to impart a certain amount of stability. Everything that is affects something else affects it in the way it is. So therefore, they decided by reason, by logic, from a force that is one, you can only have a result that is one. And when we see that the world consists of a lot of different type of things, this shows that the root must have been many, and which is ki'ilu chas v'sholom a kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, u'kvar bitalnu, kvar ba'anazeh b'mokam acher u'bitalnu shibiseh. We spoke about it, and we were mevatel that shibush. He says a very difficult teretz to Maral. Maral speaks of the Shagodis on it. Maybe sometime we'll talk about it. It's a very complicated teretz about the mashpia and the mekabel and so on. But the Maral here says a different inyan. Hefech se, ki meire ribuy ha-pu'ulois al ha-scholah echas. The ribuy pu'ulois is marbe on one ha-scholah. Ve, k'mo she-ba'an hazeh b'arichus b'chibu g'vuras Hashem etz korban Pesach, she-tzivo lechol ha-matzem roirim ayin shom. So the Maral says in Teretz, it's not clear what the Teretz is. And let me try to explain what that clarity is. The Maral says in one place that every hefech, we saw it a little bit here, every hefech shows the truth, shows that it's hefech. For instance, if we see white, so the quality that's in white predicates that there's black also. Anytime I see something, then I take into account that the opposite exists. That I understand. But achdus to ribuy is very difficult. Because not really opposite in that sense, to say that they're of the same kind. So what does he mean that ribuy ha-pu'ulois ha-moyre al-ascholos achas? Adab, mechateisa. And I'm not sure by Korban Pesach, where he speaks about matzav roirim, it's a little bit of a different inyan, and I'm not sure what he's telling to. What I would steer by guess is as following. When you take different elements and you're able to find a common denominator in those elements, then they show much more strongly the one sheirish. For instance, just like if anybody's read a good mystery, so a good mystery works that there are all sorts of odds and ends happening, that you can't find any connection between them, and then all of a sudden you chop what the connection is, and you see all the things click together, and there's a tremendous gilui of how the whole thing was one plot. All of these things are clues of one event, and everything here is coming one plot. That's a good mystery. It could be that what it means here also, that when you have the ribui of pa'ulos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they come together as one plan. If a person were to see a monotonous hashgacha, that's a certain level of achdus. You know, every day the sun rises, every day the sun sets, every day this, every day that. Fine. Those are ongoing things that are one continuous thing, but it's not. It doesn't present itself an achdus that comes from a ribui. When you have a group of events, for instance, at the sun sets earlier for Yaakov, and the sun goes later for Yeshua, or for Chizkiyah, or whatever. So all of a sudden, all the pe'ulos that are happening point to a one much more sharply. So maybe that's what the Maral means, that the ribui of inyanim point sharply to an achdus when you discern an achdus in it. It's a sharper version of achdus. So the ribui in the world, all of the different inyanim that happen in the world are pointing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus when you find a common thread. I'm not sure. It could be that's what he means over here. And that the hey shows us. So you have the one point in the middle and the dalet around it. One more place where you see this hevel between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, this Nekuda. In other words, the Nekuda the Maral is speaking about the Yud and the Hey, there's a Nekuda that you see it in Chazal. Chazal say, this world is not like next world. It says, Voya Hashem Lamel Chorot, Bayoimahu Yi Hashem Echor Shme Echor. So Chazal say, it's not one. So the Gemara says, Ha Idna, you don't make the same bracha on Toiv as you make on Ra. On Toiv you make Toiv Ametiv, on Ra you make Dynamis. Lasid Lavoi, it'll be one in you. In other words, the chiluk between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is that in Olam Hazeh there are still distinct Hanhagis. You see from making a bracha, a person on Avelus is supposed to make Dynamis, and on something good you're supposed to make a Toiv Ametiv, or Shechianu. Even though we know that it's one anhaga, it's all for the good, but there is a chiluk. There's a deher of a chiluk. In Olam Haba, that will disappear. So that means the ikar chiluk between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh is between the tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga as being echad and the ribui that we have now. Okay, let's finish up the next paragraph. Umipnei, ki amalchis hem chshivas ha'olam. So Klal Yisrael is connected Hashem that's Echad, Umas Oilam are connected the Ribui. Omnam, Royu Hush Hayashia Dalad Malchis Elam Miskashim Mischabrim Yachad Yisrael. It should have been that the Umas Oilam are Miskashim with Klal Yisrael. Let me explain this. It's an important opinion. We speak a lot about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of people, an umos. It can't be that the umos have no tachlis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a whole world of people and human beings with thoughts and feelings, ideas, talents, abilities, and so on. So the tikkun of those umos does not lie kishal atzma. It says by the Malachim that when Esav came, so the Malachim were hitting him, and he said, "Leave me alone, I'm a grandson of Avraham Avinu." So the Malach said, "Keep whacking away." Then he said, "I'm a son of Yitzchak," said, "Keep belting away." Then he said, "I'm a brother of Yaakov," says, "Oh, let go." What's the yichus like? They're trying to show him that Yaakov's a great guy. It's good to know. Yeah, it's good to be on Yaakov's good side, because the protectors from Yaakov. The teretz is Umas ha'olam don't have a sheirish of toiv from their own yichus. The fact that their grandfather was Avram and their father was Yitzchak does not give them the achshivas. They don't have their own mahalach of avodah. Their mahalach of avodah is only when they shtol zechut to Klal Yisrael. When they shtol zechut to Klal Yisrael, they have a mahalach of tikkun. So grandson of Avram and son of Yitzchak is meaningless for Mosayla. Brother of Yaakov is meaningful. There's another halacha where you see that this is true. It says you're allowed to be mekabel karbanis from Umas Olam. They can bring karbanis, and you're mekabel karbanis. There's no problem in it. For a Jew to take money from Umas Olam, you're not supposed to. And for all the government programs that yeshivas or generals take, there are many heterim that you need in order to take. You know, there's all sorts of heterim. Most of them tend to be the fact that it's equal opportunity, and therefore it's not Yisrael as Yisrael. But there's halacha that you can't accept matanis from Umas Olam, and the pasuk is beyavoish tzirim tishabarna, that when a person takes branches and he dries them out, they become very easy to crack. So kol zman we feed Umas Olam with tzchusim, that they're machzik Torah, whatever it is. So we're allowing it to stick around. When they lose their tzchusim, just like when a tree loses its sap, it dries out, and then you can crack the branches. So to Umas Olam, that's the mahalach of that's the Gemara of Yevoish Ketzirim Teshuvah. So what's the difference? Karbanas, they bring a carbon to Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to take from an akum and bring it. Ayi being marbe tzchusim tim, Yevoish Ketzirim Teshuvah, how are you allowed to do it? And taking stucker from him, you're not allowed to. The teretz is, there is no real schus as an ummah for Umas Olam when they directly are over Hashem. I mean, it's correct for each one individually, it's also for Zohar, and it's all correct. But lemaisa, there is no mahalach of tikkun mitzad their own avoida. When they give to Kalal Yisrael, that's when their avoida becomes mitukenis. Let me add another connection, because it's important in understanding Yisrael and Umas Olam. The reason for it is as follows. The Gemara says any stucker that Umas Olam do is a chet, because legrami ka'avdi, they do it for themselves, which is hard to understand. Mechtesa, but lemaisa, that's the call. They do it legrami ka'avdi. Legrami ka'avdi means that every akum be'etzem, since his metzias is not kol kulay pakash baruchu, so it's legrami ka'avdi. Then it's for himself. For instance, if let's say I work for somebody, and the I'm a secretary, so I'm trying to strike a deal, and I'm negotiating very toughly. So the person's looking at me and says, how can we negotiate so toughly? I can say, I'm doing it for the other person. I'm going to get $1 million from you. $1 million gets transferred over there. I get $2 million. $2 million gets transferred. It's not for me. If let's say I take a percentage out of it, I'm independent, so I'm either getting a percentage out of it, I'm a broker, I'm getting something out of it. So then I can't say that it's all going over there and it's not for me. Fakert, I'm getting something out of it. Every Umas Ha'olam, since they have a metzias that be'etzem, their metzias is a little bit not aligned with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're not banim to our Kadosh Baruch Hu the way we are. So any time that they try to get the schar of the mitzvahs for them, it automatically is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's lacking Lishma. And B'meila, he says, that those in Yanim, that the Umas HaOilam can be, the Dalad Malchis could have passed Mitakin, is if the Miskasha B'Kal Yisrael, Umitztarf Yisrael, Achi HaKol Echon. L'mosh, like the famous Moshe everybody gives with Yovan, as long as Yoifi gets an Erech in itself, then it is, by definition, Hefech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute the Yoifi is for all Hashem, then it becomes a Chelek of Echad. The only way that an Akum can turn his mitzvahs into good is when it's for Klaisol. Because Klaisol is the Uma that Be'etzem is Dovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so anything we do that snaps into that is good. Mipnei Chisarin Ha'ol Shubibriya She'ena B'Shleimus Yefshe She'akach B'Masha'olu Nivlu Min Ha'ilam. Befrat ato kerem achs Yisrael. So therefore, the umes ha'olam, because they're lacking, because of chesaron, they're not over to Klai Yisrael. Ubaze yoytzim nachtsa semisbach at she yichalu dal malchias melech haMashiach. And they remain outside of the achtsa kerem shbaruch hu till the melech haMashiach will conquer them. Or lekach mitzara chesaron azen ibdol el dal malchias v'oz ye olam b'shleimus b'shor ha'shiyah. Lekach miyad shnei v'olam nirmas el dal malchias gam Yisrael ki nechsi v'yim al kim yor z'or haMashiach. He calls them Mischayim, Metchilas, Abriya, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. Okay, hold on.